You're listening to Beer Here, a weekly podcast on WFMU.org. You can also check out our blog at beerhere.blogspot.com.
For this week's podcast, I talked to Brad from Brooklyn, that's B-R-E-U-C-K-E-L-E-N, Brooklyn Distilling Company, a distiller of whiskey and gin. We caught up with him during Craft Beer Week at the Brewer's Choice event.
At the Brewer's Choice at City Winery, I'm at the Brooklyn Distilling booth with Brad. How are you doing, Brad?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Now, you're not the only distiller in Brooklyn these days.
There's two others, actually. Well, there's one other that's open, Kings County. They opened around the same time we did. And then there's a couple others that are sort of threatening to be open or will be open very soon.
So tell us something about Brooklyn Distilling. And first of all, it's spelled a little bit uniquely.
Yeah, we use the old Dutch spelling for Brooklyn because for a couple reasons. First of all, we started with the gin, which is originally Dutch as well, just like Brooklyn. And also because when Brooklyn was Brooklyn, you know, people were making things from scratch by hand, and that's how we make all of our spirits, entirely from scratch, entirely ourselves in our one-room distillery.
How many different products do you make?
We make two. We make gin and whiskey.
And anything stand out, distinguish these products from others?
All of our products are made entirely from scratch and entirely from New York State-grown grains. At the same time, both the gin and the whiskey have a very grain-forward flavor to them, so the gin has a really strong wheat characteristic to it, and that makes it unique. And it's also a different style of gin. Same goes for the whiskey. It's got a very strong wheat character to it, as well as a fairly rich barrel character in addition.
All right, we'll talk about the gin in a second, but let's try the whiskey. And first of all, I know that it seems to be popular for people to do small batch bourbon, but this does not say bourbon. Why is that?
Yeah, it's not a bourbon whiskey. It's different for two reasons. First of all, the grain bill is 100% wheat, rather than bourbon is supposed to be at least half corn. And then second of all, we distill it in a different way. You know, a bourbon distilled to less than 160 proof, which it's required to be by law, it needs a fair amount of time in the barrel to mellow and oxidize and take on some of the flavor of the barrel. We distill this whiskey cleaner than that, and because of that, it drinks better when it's younger. So, you know, we have other whiskeys older that are distilled in that more traditional style that'll need to be older that are still aging. But at the moment, you know, we're a young distillery, and this whiskey drinks very well young, and that's the one that we're selling.
So I have a little bit in the glass here, and boy, it's aromatic like mad.
It's got a really great nose to it, yeah.
It's a lot of vanilla notes.
Yeah, vanilla, smoke. I think it has a little bit of like a yeasty or a bready character that comes from the wheat as well. We call it pancake breakfast sometimes because it's got like this wheat character as well as almost like a maple syrup sweetness to it.
It reminds me a little bit in some ways of Dogfish Head's honey rum. I don't know if you've had that.
Yeah, no kidding, actually. Yeah, all right. I can see that.
I mean, it doesn't taste like rum. It's clearly whiskey, but boy, is it smooth.
Okay. Maybe it's oak or something. I'm not sure, yeah.
How long do you age it in the oak barrel?
It varies, but this particular bottle was aged for 4 months.
That's pretty good for 4 months.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot.
And where in Brooklyn are you based?
We're in Sunset Park on 19th Street.
And where can people get your Brooklyn Distilling whiskey and gin?
We're in over 200 places around New York City, mostly Manhattan and Brooklyn. We're in Astor, Downtown Cellars. I'm just trying to think of some other places. We're in a lot of places in Brooklyn as well, Green Grape, Heights Chateau, Dry Dock.
Thanks a lot, Brett.
My pleasure.
Thanks for checking out Beer Here this week.
In the coming weeks, we'll find out who the mysterious men are behind the Wandering Star Brewery.
Also, we have a date with Travis Whitelaw and Kyle of the Longhorns.
They're the ones who do our theme song.
Beer. We're going to have an old-fashioned America versus the World of Beer head-to-head competition and see who comes out on top.
Will it be McKellar or Michelob?
Be sure to check back to find out on Beer Here.